Welcome back to Tesla Daily. A quick shout out to our sponsor, Tesla Box, for keeping our Teslas safe and secure with real-time Sentry alerts and easy video backup. Now on to the market mayhem. Trump's victory sent shockwaves, but Tesla stock? Soaring. Up 12% pre-market. Quite the rally.
Absolutely. A clear Trump trade emerging. Musk's all-in bet on Trump seems to be paying off, at least for Tesla shareholders. The market's anticipating deregulation, potential tax cuts, and maybe even a boost for autonomous driving tech under a Trump administration.
It's a fascinating dynamic. Trump's stance on EVs has been, shall we say, inconsistent, but Musk's influence is undeniable. This could be a game changer for Tesla's regulatory landscape.
Definitely. And let's not forget the sheer market sentiment. The overall market surged with records broken across the board. Tesla's riding that wave, amplified by the Musk-Trump connection. But the long-term implications for the EV sector as a whole, that's a different story.
Precisely. Other EV makers are dipping. This could be a consolidation play, with Tesla solidifying its dominance. It's a high-stakes gamble, but right now, Musk's holding the winning hand.
And his net worth jumped by $15 billion. Talk about a windfall. It underscores the close ties between Musk and Trump, with Musk as a major financial backer of Trump's campaign. The potential for favorable policies under a Trump administration is clearly driving investor confidence in Tesla.
Indeed. But the other side of this coin is the potential rollback of EV incentives. It's a double-edged sword. Tesla might benefit in the short term, but the broader EV market could suffer. This bears close watching. Bankrate's disclaimer emphasizes the importance of independent research and consulting financial advisors before making investment decisions. It's a crucial reminder in the face of market volatility, especially with news like Trump's return and the subsequent surge in Tesla's stock.
Absolutely. While the market's overall positive response and Tesla's impressive gains are noteworthy, investors should exercise caution. The article doesn't offer investment advice, and rightly so. The situation is too complex, with numerous interconnected factors at play.
Precisely. The connection between Musk's support for Trump and the potential for favorable policies is a significant driver here, but it's not the only one. The broader market rally, fueled by various economic indicators, is also contributing to Tesla's surge.
Exactly. Disentangling these factors is key to understanding the true impact of this news. Is it purely the Musk-Trump connection, the overall market sentiment, or a combination of both? Investors need to look beyond the headlines and analyze the underlying dynamics.
Oppenheimer's bullish outlook on Tesla and Caterpillar post-election is intriguing. They're betting on policy shifts favoring domestic manufacturing, particularly in EVs and construction. It's a bold prediction, given the uncertainties surrounding the new administration's policies.
It's a calculated gamble, tying potential policy changes to sector-specific growth. The emphasis on reshoring and potential tax breaks could indeed benefit companies like Tesla and Caterpillar. However, the report also acknowledges the lack of a clear historical correlation between election outcomes and clean energy stock performance.
That's a crucial caveat. While the prospect of favorable policies is enticing, investors shouldn't solely rely on it. The long-term view hinges on global demand and stable tax policies, factors beyond any single administration's control.
Precisely. It's about balancing the potential short-term gains from policy changes with the broader long-term market dynamics. Oppenheimer's report highlights this tension, urging investors to look beyond the immediate headlines.
Let's dive into Elon Musk's potential influence in a second Trump administration, particularly given his company's extensive government contracts and ongoing investigations. This isn't just about endorsements. It's about potential conflicts of interest and regulatory shifts.
Absolutely. Musk's request to place SpaceX employees in key government positions, including the Defense Department, raises serious questions. It's one thing to advise, quite another to potentially shape policy from within, especially when those agencies are major SpaceX customers.
The potential for regulatory capture is a significant concern. If Musk gains influence over agencies that oversee his businesses, it could weaken oversight and create an uneven playing field. Trump's campaign trail comments about supporting electric cars because Elon endorsed me are also troubling.
It suggests a transactional approach to policymaking that prioritizes personal relationships over broader public interest. The potential impact on antitrust scrutiny, emission standards, and even space exploration priorities is substantial. Musk's Mars ambitions could overshadow NASA's current lunar focus, diverting significant resources.
This situation demands close scrutiny. The intertwining of business interests and political influence requires careful examination to ensure transparency and accountability. We'll be following this story closely as it develops. That's all the time we have for today. Thanks for listening to the Tesla Daily Show.